Yo, what's good? It's your boy Ed, and we back with another episode of RRO, Real Raw Opinions, where we're going to keep it real and raw at all times, and just going to give my honest opinion on everything. So let's get into it, and right now let's get into the NFL, because, you know, that's one of the big things going on right now, and I want to also say I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. You know, I did also ate good. I hope everybody ate good. So, yeah, I had some football on Thanksgiving also. The Texans blew the Lions out with a score of 41-25 to move to 4-7. Low-key, Texans winning. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but, you know, we kind of expected them to start going on the streak. Because they had a tough schedule starting out, and, like, Deshaun basically has no weapons. But, like, honestly, Will Fuller stepped up. Will Fuller's playing good. You know, Deshaun is playing crazy, and it's getting overlooked, but it's finally starting to get some recognition. And he's honestly playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. With everything he has on his team, and he's doing what he's doing, yeah, you can argue that he is – playing like, shit, I don't know, top five maybe, just, I don't know, but not yet. They, I don't know, Deshaun playing crazy. That's just how I want to start. Then also had the Cowboys and the Washington football team, and that boy Antonio Gibson set the most rushing touchdowns by a rookie on a Thanksgiving since 1948. Oh my God, he ran crazy on Dallas's defense. And I don't know what's up with Dallas's defense this year. They're just not playing up to expectations, and it's, I don't know. Washington is moving closer and closer to winning that division. Even though I still low-key think the Giants are going to win. I don't know why. I just think they are. Dolphins and the Jets. Dolphins blew out the Jets 20-3. Jets are 0-11. That's just sad. They've only allowed 3 points to them in two games this year. So, basically, the Jets' first time scoring against them was this game, and it was a field goal. Like, they should just give up on their season, fire their GM. I don't know what they need to do. They need to restart their team, relocate, move somewhere. Maybe that'll help. Then we have the Cardinals and the Patriots. Slugfest. Patriots came out on top. It was a close game. Patriots trying to make that late AFC playoff push. Cam only threw for 84 yards. Two picks, not too good of a game. It was a very defensive game. So, you know, it was a good game. That's how we expected it. It ended with Nick Folk hitting a game-winning 50-yarder. So, then we had the Panthers playing the Vikings. And, you know, Teddy Bridgewater returning to Minnesota. I'm sorry. For the first time since that horrific injury and since leaving as a starting quarterback, and he played pretty good, but they couldn't pull it out. He threw for 267 and a touchdown, but the Vikings edged him out as Kirk Cousins tossed for 3 touchdowns, no picks. And again, Justin Jefferson playing like the best rookie receiver in the NFL this year, and I think he is. I really think he is. So, we also had the Browns and the Jaguars. This game was closer than I expected it to be. And the Browns barely beat them by 2, but they finally have 8 or more wins for the first time since 2007. So, good for the Browns. Titans and the Colts. Now, that game, thought it was going to be closer because, you know, the Colts had the number one defense in the NFL, but just want to point in right there, not anymore, and we'll get into that later on why they don't anymore. But they just could not slow down Derrick Henry. That man had like 100-some yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half. Like, how can you slow him down? He's honestly the best running back in the NFL. Like, that man, you can't bring him down. He's a tank. Like, what you gonna do? It's really nothing you can do. I don't see anything you can do to stop him. And so, you know, Titans moving ahead in that division. They win again. They might, you know, I think they're going to win that division. So, Colts, 7-4. Titans, 8-3. So, they won the last three of their last 4 road games against them. So, it's pretty good. The Bengals and the Giants. Giants edging them out. Like I said, I feel like the Giants are just going to win that division. I don't know. Got a little faith in Danny Dimes. The Giants have won 3 straight games for the first time in 4 years. So it's been a long time since that. They're only 4-7, so that's pretty good. It's not pretty good, but for their division, I guess that's okay. Chargers played the Bills. Bills pulled it out. Justin Herbert, he played okay. Played all right, you know. Well, actually, no. He played pretty damn good. Again, he's the best rookie quarterback in the NFL probably this year. He threw for 316 again. Another touchdown. You know, used to him tossing a couple, but he also threw an interception. Josh Allen, not really a usual game for Josh Allen, only 157 yards. But they came out with the win, move on to 8-3, so it's good for them. Something I didn't expect was the Raiders to get whooped by the Falcons. Like, they did everything they wanted to. The Raiders kept turning the ball over. Falcons was doing everything they wanted to. It was just wow. Like, this is their most points in 4 years. Like, after they just got whooped, but I understand it. So, you know, we had the 49ers play the Rams. They edged the Rams out with Robbie Gould kicking a game-winning field goal. Now, that shocked me. Like, if you're the Rams, you don't want to lose that game, especially when you're trying to make a playoff push, especially for that number one spot. You're just steady. 7-4. They fall to 7-4. They're now, we'll get to their rankings later, but just understand that was a game they needed to win, especially against a division opponent. San Francisco moves on to 5-6. The Chiefs and the Bucks. Now, this game, they need help. As Tyreek said, they need help. Man, he shredded that defense. Carlton Davis could not hold him, and it was the same dude over again. And this man had 269 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's a quarterback game. Like, what? Like, come on now. Like, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. Then you had another rivalry game. The Packers beating the Bears 41-25, but I expected that. The Bears kind of suck besides their defense. So, you know, Packers move on to 8-3. Solid number 2 spot still in the NFC. The Seahawks and the Eagles, close game, but Carson Wentz, man, I don't know what they're going to do. I say start Jalen Hurts. I think it's time to start Jalen Hurts, personally, because I can't keep making exceptions for Carson Wentz anymore. Like, but DK went off on that defense also. Let's not act like he put up 177 receiving yards on them too. Same thing again. Another big receiving game from DK. And I just want to get back into it. Just say this one thing. I know last episode We talked about who was the best receiver. I said I thought it was D-Hop. Devontae Adams made a great case. And I didn't even bring up Tyreek Hill. I even asked on my poll, and everybody voted D-Hop. But after that game, I have to say Tyreek. I'm still in shock on what he did. Like, and I like Tyreek. He's one of my favorite receivers in the NFL. So, like, to see him do that is, like, mind-blowing. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy. Just know that. It's crazy. The Ravens and Steelers finally played on Wednesday. No Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, yeah. But I don't know. It was a defensive game. Steelers offense played terrible. But they move on to 11-0. So, I guess can't really say anything when that's the case. So, yeah. So, now let's get into the playoff picture. Because, I'm sorry. I can't believe I almost forgot about the number one team in the NFC right now. The Saints. You know, we went around and smacked them boys in Denver without their quarterback. And honestly, I don't feel bad for them not having a quarterback, because the quarterbacks put their team at risk by, like, not having their mask on at an at-risk situation. And they knew that. And, you know, they got punished for that. So, and props to Kendall Hilton. I think that's his name. But the wide receiver from the practice squad who played quarterback at Wake Forest in college, like, that takes a lot to come out there and do that, like, and he did that, so I praise him. But New Orleans, we won. Taysom Hill didn't play the best, but he played okay. But our defense is playing lights out, and we now have the number one defense in the NFL, number one defense, and it's like, seeing this as a Saints fan, it's like, wow, like, our defense is finally cold all the way around. Because if you know the Saints, we've had some historically bad defenses before. Like, and over the years, we've just been building and building and building and building. And I love the pickup of Quan Alexander on our defense. So it's just, everything is coming to fruition. And I just love how our team is playing. And we are number one in the NFC right now. So we just got to keep playing. And I think we can keep winning out without Drew. Let Drew rest up for the playoffs. And we're going to get that bye week. So that's how I feel. And now let's get into the playoff picture. And, of course, in the AFC, you know, we have the number one seed being Pittsburgh, and right now it's looking like Indiana would end up playing Kansas City, Miami would be in playing Tennessee, and Cleveland would be in playing Buffalo. And out of those games, if the playoffs started today, I would pick Kansas City to move on, Tennessee to move on, and don't be mad at me, but I feel like the Browns could beat the Bills and move on. And now let's get into the NFC. You got the Saints, number one. Seahawks, number two. They would be playing Arizona. Green Bay, the third seed, would be playing Tampa Bay, the sixth seed. And New York, the fourth seed, would be in. Right, if the playoffs started today, New York would be in playing the Rams. So, out of those, I think Seahawks win another basically division game where they've had against the Cardinals great games this season. So I think they move on. I think Green Bay beats Tampa Bay in a rematch. I think the Rams destroy the Giants, honestly, but props to the Giants for getting in. But right now, looking on the outside, looking in, we have Las Vegas sitting at 6-5, Baltimore at 6-5, New England at 5-6, and Denver and Houston are still in it at 4-7. So Las Vegas might be able to sneak in, maybe, Baltimore could definitely sneak in, depending on how Miami and Indianapolis plays out in Cleveland. I feel like those three teams, it's, we got to see New England desperately trying to make a push, but you never know with Bill Belichick. Don't ever count out Bill Belichick. In the NFC, in the hunt, we have Minnesota is right behind Arizona. Chicago, right behind Minnesota. San Francisco in it with their injury-riddled team. Detroit, Washington still in it. Somehow Atlanta. And I think Minnesota can sneak in, maybe, depending on how Arizona and Tampa Bay plays out. But the Giants, you know, it's either going to be the Giants or Washington. So that's a toss-up right there. But that's all for the NFL. Well, no. We got to get into the picks for next week. Week 13. Season is almost over. Saints playing the Falcons again. And just want to say again, Saints have only allowed one offensive touchdown since week 9, and that was against San Francisco. So let's see how that game turns out. And I think we win again. Honestly, move on to 10-2. Falcons move on to 4-8. And honest, I'm gonna start doing something new where I'm gonna start keeping track of my picks and if I got them right and keep a record of that. So be on lookout for next episode. Colts play the Texans in a division game. So I think the Texans win this one, honestly. Move on to 5-7. Colts lose another one, drop to 7-5. Another division game. And Houston, since they fired Bill O'Brien, they started 0-4. They've been 4-3 with Romeo Crennel. So it's all good down there in Houston right now. There, I think Deshaun is starting to get more comfortable. Houston is starting to try to figure something out. I hope they just learn how to build around him. A playoff seeding to me, Browns and Titans. You have Derrick Henry, who averaging 114 yards a game this season, most in the NFL. They're both 8-3. Baker Mayfield, Myles Garrett is playing great this year, so we're ready to see how that game is going to turn out. We have the Raiders playing the Jets. I think the Raiders win this game, move on to 7-5. You know I don't like talking about the Jets. They're sad. They're a sad case. So next we have the Jaguars playing the Vikings. I think the Vikings move on and win this one to move to 6-6. So, and they won 4 out of their last 5 games after they started 1-5. So I think the Vikings are really trying to make a playoff push. I think they might be able to. Then we have the Bengals playing the Dolphins. Dolphins win that one, move on to 8-4. Brian Flores is doing something great with that team this year. That defense has only allowed 18.6 points per game this season. That's the second fewest in the NFL. So that's good. Lions and Bears in a division game. I take the Lions. I think the Lions move on to 5-7, drop the Bears to 5-7, win that division game. Rams and the Cardinals, big game, but I think the Rams bounce back and win that one because the Rams have not lost with Sean McVay to the Cardinals. So I think they continue that streak and move on to 8-4, drop the Cardinals to 6-6, where they'll be tied with Minnesota. So Giants and the Seahawks, of course, I feel like the Seahawks will win that game. They've won 4 straight against New York, so I think they move on to 9-3. But somehow I still feel like the Giants would be leading that division. Eagles and Packers, I feel like if they start Jalen Hurts, they'll win. But I just got to take the Packers. So they're 8-3. They're at home. They've only lost 2 games at home since 2019. That's the best in the NFL. So I got to take them. Move on to 9-3. Keep solidifying that second seed. I think Patriots play the Chargers. I think the Patriots continue their playoff push. Move on to 6-6. Like I said, don't ever doubt Bill Belichick. Then we have the Broncos playing the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win this one. They've won 10 straight games against the Broncos. You know, they're in the same division, so division game. I think the Chiefs move on to 11-1. I think Pat Mahomes has a big game. Tyreek Hill has a big game. So, yeah. Maybe a trap game. Steelers and the Washington football team on Monday. I think the Steelers pull this one out. Drop Washington to 4-8. Steelers move on to 12-0. So, yeah, we'll see. Then we have the Bills at the 49ers. I think the Bills win this game, move on to 9-3, continue to try to push for a top seed maybe, but I don't see them catching Kansas City or Pittsburgh. Cowboys and the Ravens. I think the Ravens get a bounce back game. Lamar Jackson should be back. So, I think they get a bounce back game and win that one. So, yeah. Those are my picks for next week. So, we'll see how next week goes. And but now, let's get into the NBA now. We are officially 18 days away from the start of the new season. 2.5 weeks, basically. And it's still some stuff going on. So, Russell Westbrook and John Wall have been traded for each other. A swap. Basically the same player. But who won the trade? I think Houston wins that trade because they got a first round pick out of it. So, but I'm sorry. Hot take, honest take. My boy D Hill would agree with me on this. Maybe, I don't know. I feel like Russ and Bradley Beal might shock people a little bit because Russ has some space with some more extra shooters. Like, I know we talk about Russ last year in Houston and the bubble and all that. Yeah, he didn't play good. He caught COVID. He had an injury. Like, he wasn't really himself. But let's not forget, pre-COVID, before All-Star break, Russ was helping that team get a lot of their wins. Russ was playing great. So, I think him being in Washington back with Scott Brooks, I loved him when he was in Oklahoma City with Scott Brooks. I love Scott Brooks as a coach. I think he's a great coach, and I think he was great for Russ because I feel like he really helped Russ develop. And I feel like, honestly, Russ's efficiency and shooting went down after Scott Brooks was fired because I feel like Scott Brooks should have never been fired. So that happened. You also had Anthony Davis sign his max deal, 5 years, $190 million. So I don't know. I thought he might leave. I don't know why. I don't know why I said that, but it was a stupid thought I had one time. But I knew he wasn't going anywhere. Where was he gonna go? There was nowhere he was going to go. That boy was going to stay right there in LA, play with LeBron, and try to compete for a ring. So, then also, we got some Christmas Day games, and we have some opening day games. And very interesting games coming up. Very interesting games. You're going to have the, I'm sorry, I lost it. I had it. I need to pull it back up. But I know, let's talk about the key games. The Warriors are going to play the Nets. I feel like on opening day, Nets, I take the Nets in that game. I think Kevin Durant comes out to shock people. Y'all know how I feel about Kevin Durant. Then I also, the Clippers playing the Lakers. Lakers win that one, maybe, but the Clippers might win. I don't know. But I'm just eager for the season to start because I'm ready to see what's going to happen. I want to see if Jamal Murray can top what he did in the bubble. I want to see if the Suns can really do something with Chris Paul. Everybody keeps telling me OKC is going to be trash, but I want to see how Shai does. I think Shai is going to do great this year as the lead role. I think we're going to develop some players in Hami and in Bazley. I think Bazley is really good. I think he's going to be really good. He's a great floor spacer, great rebounder, so I really like him. I think the Hawks are going to be good with Cam Reddish. I think he's going to have a better year than last year. I think Trae Young is going to have a great year. They got Bogdan. They have DeAndre Washington. I mean, not DeAndre Washington, DeAndre Hunter. They have Clint Capella. They have Kevin Herter coming off the bench, DeAndre Bembry. So I like that team. I think they make a playoff push. Celtics are going to be good. Raptors are always going to compete with their chemistry, their teamwork. They have Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, who just signed a big deal. I think he's going to play better. I think he makes the all-star team this year. So, those are a few. Like, the Warriors are going to be better. I hate that Klay's gone, but I like that they got Kelly Oubre. Nets, as you know, I've said, I feel like the Nets are going to win the championship. I feel like KD is going to come back and shock people, but that's just because I love KD. But the Lakers have a strong chance to get the title again. The Clippers also have a chance to get the title. Nuggets, maybe. Eager to see what the Rockets do. I'm ready to see John Wall hoop again. I am. I like him in Houston. I like him with Harden if he's healthy. And if they both can play well together, I like it. I'm ready to see Russ hoop in Washington with Bradley Beal. Finally, for the last couple years, Bradley Beal been by himself, but finally he has a star with him. So, and I think they do good. So that's just a little bit of what I think for the season. You know, as we get closer to the season, we'll go more in depth with it. And as the season starts, we'll be top coverage on it, like every game. Because when basketball and football are going on at the same time, it's a special, special time. So that's all for today. I just want everybody to stay safe out there. You know, just keep watching sports and keep supporting your team. And good luck to everybody team out there. If your team pushing for a playoff spot, I hope they make it. So that's all I got to say. And shout out to my boy, that's K-Lo Music. Go check out his music. I put his page on my Instagram story. And also go follow our Instagram at RRO.podcast_. We'll be posting more daily content on there, more news, more updates, be more interactive on there. So go follow us on there. We'll be starting a YouTube channel soon. And we'll also be starting a website soon. So just stay on the lookout. We got some big things coming. Big things coming in 2021. So just stick with me and everything's going to work out great. All right, y'all. I'm out.